It's gone 11:30. This is the U105 phone-in. Good morning to you. Now, at the latter stages of yesterday, you would have heard on the news that a horizontal mortar tube and command wire had been found in Castlewellan. The PSNI said the tube contained no explosive device, but it was likely to be collected for use elsewhere. Now, they were found in the Drumnacoil Road by a member of the public at about 3 o'clock on Monday. And as you could imagine, a full and extensive clearance operation was launched in the area following the discovery. Nothing more was actually found. I want to speak to one of the representatives of the Police Federation, Mark Lindsay. Mark Lindsay, good morning.
Morning.
How concerned, how worried are your members about the threat to, the ongoing threat to their security at work?
Well, I think this incident is just another continuation of a threat which has been constant in Northern Ireland for the guts of 10 years now. I think it's disappointing and, quite honest, disgusting that we have people still out there in society who find it acceptable to murder police officers to further whatever aim they may have. This device, I know it was only the tube at this point, but there would have been an explosive device over into that. Very, very unstable and very, very dangerous, and actually anybody could have been killed. So it is very, very disappointing.
Do your officers feel constantly under threat, or are they really in a situation where in particular areas, like in the past, they are more vulnerable than others?
Well, I think historically, you know, there are areas where the threat would be more constant. But however, as we have seen that people have been attacked, police officers have been attacked both on and off duty all across the province. So I think while, yes, vulnerable is one word maybe to describe it, but I think they do put in measures to mitigate that. There's strategies for when they're on duty, which actually mitigate some of the potential attacks, but also their personal security off duty. So it is a unique police environment in the United Kingdom where police officers do always have to be vigilant, because there are individuals out there who do want to kill them still.
And is this delaying police reaction time? A lot of people have suggested that with the 8 to 10 ATM robberies there have been recently, with the diggers being stolen, the ATMs being ripped out of the shops being practically demolished, and the thieves driving away in the dark of night, that they feel comfortable doing it because even if someone phones the police aren't going to come in case one of those, just one of those ATMs is booby-trapped, or it's a lure and there could be a possible attack. Is that true, that the police are delaying their reaction time?
Well, every call would be assessed. So every call for police assistance would be assessed to see and to try to ascertain is it a come-on situation, or is it actually genuine. So I wouldn't rule out that sometimes that would delay a police response, but that's done for very, very good reasons. I think the bigger delay around that is around resourcing, where we simply do not have the people to be able to respond quickly to every single eventuality, which is disappointing. And I know our members certainly feel it, that they can't deliver the service on occasions that they want to do.
Is it your understanding that the dissidents who are planting the like of this mortar tube for firing at a later date, are they the same group, the same organisation who are stealing the ATMs?
Well, I'm not privy to any intelligence on that, but it certainly wouldn't rule it out. You know, terrorist organisations need funded. In the past, they've resorted to extortion, racketeering, theft, robberies, etc., etc. So, you know, it could be any amount of groupings responsible for it. I think it is incumbent on everybody to sort of try and put these people out of business, and actually, whether they get funding or not, they shouldn't be allowed to live in their own communities.
And in the meantime, vigilance is of prime importance, whether you're a police officer or an honest member of society.
Yes, well, the society are the police's eyes and ears, and that's how policing operates, and it's always operated in Northern Ireland. This mortar tube was manufactured somewhere. It was transported. Somebody knows something about how it got there and how it was made. And all we're asking people to do is search their own consciences. Is this the sort of country that they want people to grow up in, their children to grow up in? But back to the dark old days, where all we had was murder and misery, lack of investment, lack of jobs, which come as a result of that. So I think it's incumbent on all sections of the community to actually give whatever information they have to try and catch these people.
I interviewed just 10, 15 minutes ago an author, Gerard O'Faloin, about the provisional IRA in the era between 1969 and 1980, with the spotlight being on their activities in the Republic of Ireland. And he was saying there was a quiet acceptance in many communities of the IRA. There were those who spoke out, there were those who were proactive against them, and there were those who openly supported them. But then there was a quiet acceptance of them. Are you concerned about a quiet acceptance of these groups that are around at present, who wouldn't really say anything if they thought a mortar bomb attack was being planned on the PSNI?
Well, I think you could either call it acceptance or a fear. I think in some areas these groups do intimidate, and they come down very, very sorely on anybody. But they are small, and this is the only way these people can be rooted out, is that acceptance or fear has to be overcome. And we actually have to report them, get them put behind bars where they belong. And that is the only way that we can build a better society. These people only prey on their own communities. You know, we look at in the history of the Troubles here, on both sections of the community, where terrorist groups preyed on their own people first. And that's how they were able to operate, by preying and making victims of their own people.
Okay, Mark Lindsay from the Police Federation, thank you for your time this morning. The Police Federation Chair, Mark Lindsay, on the U105 phone-in.